The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter number 2, text number 33, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on May 2nd, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 6, chapter 2, text number 33. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Anyata.
Anyata.
Mriyamanasya.
Mriyamanasya.
Na.
Na.
Ashuche.
Ashuche.
Vrishali.
Vrishali.
Pate.
Pate.
Vaikunta.
Vaikunta.
Namagraharam.
Namagraharam.
Jiva
Vaktum
Iha
Arhati
Anyata Mriyamanasya
Anyata Mriyamanasya
Nasucher Vishalipate
Nasucher Vishalipate
Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam
Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam
Jiva Vaktum Iha Arhati Anyata Mriyamanasya
Anyata Mriyamanasya
Nashuchir Vishalipate
Nashuchir Vishalipate
Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam
Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam
Jiva Vaktum Iharhati
Jiva Vaktum Iharhati
Anyata
Anyata
Otherwise
Mriyamanasya,
of a person who is just ready for death.
Na,
not. Ashuche,
most unclean.
Vrishali Pate, the keeper of a prostitute. Vaikuntha, of the Lord of Vaikuntha. Nama Grahanam, the chanting of the holy name. Jiva, the tongue. Vaktum, to speak. Iha, in this situation. Arhati, is able. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Were it not for my past devotional service, how could I, a most unclean keeper of a prostitute, have gotten an opportunity to chant the holy name of Vaikuntha Pati when I was just ready to die? Certainly, it could not have been possible. The name Vaikuntha Pati means the master of the spiritual world. It is not different from the name Vaikuntha. Ajamil, who was now a realized soul, could understand that because of his past spiritual activities and devotional service, he had gotten this opportunity to chant the holy name of Vaikuntha Pati in his horrible condition at the time of death. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Sajivam Sadaitam Vavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. Just see how valuable is this devotional service. Again, it is emphasized, even a little bit of devotional service. Can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Who wants to see the Yamadutas at the time of death? Just by doing little devotional service, he was protected. So we should never underestimate the value of devotional service. Sometimes people think, well, you Hare Krishnas, you make all these big claims about, you know, transcendental bliss and Goloka Vrindavan and all these claims, but it seems like a bunch of hype to me.
Hype?
Cheating, lying propaganda.
Kartais žmonės gali pasakyti, na, jūs, Hare Krishna, jūs tegau kalbate apie kažką, apie palaimą, apie vaikuntos, apie dvasinės planetas, bet man tai atrodo, kaip kažkokia tai galystė.
To consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be an imagination, that's namapara.
Bet laikyti šventų viešpaties vardo kartojimą galę perdėtą, tai yra įžeidimas, šventų vardo įžeidimas.
But sometimes people think like that. Well, it's not really as great as you Hare Krishna people say it is. You've just hyped it up. I don't know if in your language, but in English there's something called bait and switch. You make a big claim, you hook the customer, and then you give him some inferior product and you cheat him in that way. So some people say that Krishna consciousness is lying and cheating propaganda just to get followers, but you can't really give people the bliss that you claim that you're going to give them. But that's completely untrue. Actually, you get much more. We can describe to you the bliss of Krishna consciousness. We can describe to you how wonderful is the spiritual sky. But what our description can, what we can say with our words, you see? It's millions and billions of times greater than anything we can describe to you. They say, well, you tell me if I chanted Hare Krishna and followed these principles and chanted 16 rounds and got initiated, I'd be completely blissful. But I'm doing it and I'm still miserable. So you people have misled me. But that's not true. That means that person is committing namaparad. That's the problem. If you would, Prabhupada said at the initiation lectures, and I always do this, I always give the 10 offenses in the initiation lecture.
kaip šio Prabhupada mokė, aš taip pat visą laiką per iniciacijas paskaitas šneku apie dešimt šventų vardų žydimą.
Because chanting 16 rounds and following the four related principles, that is now your business finished.
Nes jeigu kartuosite 16 ratų ir 64 įsigaliojimaisiais principais, čia nesibaigia jūsų pareigos.
You must also chant without offense.
Taip pat jūs dar ir turite kartuoti be įžeidimų.
In the beginning, because we are neophyte, we cannot do that. We have so many namaparads. But one has to know what the namaparads are. And then one has to diligently work on ridding those namaparads from one's chanting. Because a person who actually becomes offenseless in their chanting, they actually achieve spiritual perfection. Even within their present body, they can achieve perfection. So we should never think that there is something wrong with this Krishna consciousness process. There's nothing at all wrong with it. The only thing that's wrong is us. The recipe is perfect, but we're not following the recipe. If you want to make a cake, instead of following the recipe, you just do it your own way, and what do you get? You get a nice cake at the end. No, you get a pan full of goo. Suitable for throwing in the garbage can. Say what I put. I put in flour and sugar and butter and salt and everything, you know, and I baked it. And what's wrong? What's wrong with this process of cake baking? Because you didn't follow the recipe, you left out the baking powder, you fool. You can't leave out the baking powder. So what's the baking powder for the devotees? Bhaktya. Devotion. You can go through all the motions, you see. You can go through all the motions. You can do the mala, you can offer your obeisances, you can put on the tilak and the kandi, you can do everything. But if you don't do it with love, you will not get the result. So this point of love is a very important thing. Just like one of the loving exchanges, you're supposed to serve prasadam to the devotees. So when I serve the devotee prasadam, what is my mood? You see? I say, here, take your prasadam. And that's not with love, you see. Or I say, my dear Prabhu, here is your prasadam. Would you like something else on your plate? I remember one time I was visiting, and I was a young brahmachari way back about, 30 years ago. I went to one of our temples in India, and I was sitting there in the prasadam room. And the temple president, he was a sannyasi. My godbrother. And I was amazed because he came up to me in a very sweet voice, full of love and affection. I mean, it was amazing. He said, is there anything else I can bring for you? I couldn't believe it. He's a big sannyasi, a big temple president. And he wants to serve some little brahmachari from Texas. Like he was my personal servant. I couldn't believe how humble he was. So, you see, this is love. We have to learn to associate with the devotees in a loving way. Even if there's some disagreement. I mean, sometimes I agree with you, sometimes I disagree with you. Does that mean I hate you? Because I disagree with you? No. We have to learn to always love the devotees, even the ones we disagree with. Why is that? What is the first offense against the holy name? To not have loving relationship to devotees, you see. To have a disrespectful attitude towards devotees. So if you want to taste the, if you want to achieve the platform of Nama Ruchi, if you want to go deep sea diving in the nectarian ocean of the names, you will only go as deep as you have loving relationships with the devotees. So therefore, there is nothing more important than cultivating loving relationships with the devotees. Because that gives you instant access to the sweet rasa of the name. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
This offense has power only then I say that offense or even in my mind.
Mm. Yeah. In previous ages, is it offensive just is it offensive only if it comes out in words or actions? And not offensive if you only think it, that's the question. So, in previous ages, if you thought about doing something offensive, it was just as bad as doing it. In this age, we get a little relief. Just because you thought something about somebody doesn't mean that you have to, that you get the reaction for having done it. Sometimes devotees foolishly think they have to reveal their metal dirt to each other. It's not necessary that I have to tell you, one day I felt like murdering you, or, you know, you don't need to reveal your mental dirt like that. Actually, one of our sannyasis, he made a very big mistake. One time he lusted after one of the Madhijis, and he thought he had to tell her that one day I lusted after you. Can you imagine? He revealed to her that he had had some lusting feeling. He thought, this, you have to clear all your mental garbage out. You have to reveal all your... He actually told this Manaji he had lusted after her. Can you believe this? Sannyasi did that. And what happened? He actually fell down and illicit sex with her after that. So just because you think something, you know, like some, like, killing somebody or, you know, having any dirty illicit thing, you don't have to, it's not like having done that, you don't have to get so worried about that, oh, I committed a horrible offense, I had a bad thought. But at the same time, you have to nip it in the bud. Because what does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? Chapter 2, texts 62 and 63. Who are our Bhakti Shastris here? Maharaji Guru Matanal. You want to give us the verse? No? Yes. Oh. You want to give us the sloka? Kradat bhavati sang maha sang mahat smriti vibhrama smriti vrindashad mridinaksha vrindashad pranashiti. Translation: while contemplating the objects of the senses, A person develops attachment for them. From such attachment, lust develops. From lust, anger arises. From anger, delusion. From delusion, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost. And when intelligence is lost, one falls down again, bloop, into the material pool. So the point is this. You have some offensive thought in your mind. In Vedic psychology, there are four stages. In Vedic psychology, there's four stages. Thinking, feeling, willing, and acting. If I'm thinking, you know, I'd really like to punch that devotee in the face, you know. He was so rude to me this morning. So that's a pretty bad thought. But you haven't really done it. You don't get the reaction from having done it. However, you may think, well, that was a nonsense thought. That was really bad. I shouldn't have thought that. You may immediately cut the thought out by rejecting it. Or you may let it sit there, and you may get to keep going around. That devotee really deserves a good smash in the face. If you keep thinking it, then what's the next step? You think, you know, I really feel like giving him a smash in the face. So you were thinking about it, and now you feel like doing it. You haven't decided to do it, but you feel like doing it. Yeah, I'd really like to. If you allow it to continue at that level, yeah, I really feel like giving that devotee a smash in the face. Then what's the next step? I'm going to do it. Next chance I get, the next time he's rude to me, I'm going to give him a smash in the face. I'm going to do it. You see, that's really. And what happened? Well, the next time it comes up, kawam, boom, you committed a horrible offense, you see. So was thinking about it bad? It wasn't the same as having done it. As long as you can nip it at the thinking stage, then you don't get any bad reaction. We have so much dirt, you know. We may think of hitting somebody, may think of having sex life with somebody, you know, our minds are really contaminated. As long as you don't take those thoughts seriously and say, okay, mind, shut up, then you're okay. You don't get any bad reaction from that mental dirt. When it first comes, you know, just give, you know, just like flush it down the toilet, you know, get rid of it. The mind is like a toilet. It needs to be flushed often to get all that mental garbage out, you see. That stool and urine of the mind. Give it a flush. Every time it fills up with stool and urine, give it a flush as soon as possible. And then you're okay. But if you let it sit there, then you're in trouble, you see. Because then you feel like doing it, then you will to do it, and then you will do it, and then you're really implicating yourself in heavy reaction for Vaishnava Para. So don't feel devastated if you think some dirty rascal thought. Don't feel devastated. It's par for the course. In this Kali Yuga, we have so much mental dirt going through those brains. But do your duty. When that dirty thought comes, that angry thought, that lusty thought, that greedy thought comes, do your duty. Get rid of it. Say, Krishna, please help me become free from this lusty desire. Krishna, please free me from this greedy or angry desire. Please, Krishna, help me. I'm begging your mercy. But don't think, oh, a lusty thought. I get to, let me enjoy that thought for a while. Then you're courting with disaster. Lusty thought. I'll just think about it for a little while. No. Flush it immediately. Get that stool in here and out of your brain as soon as possible. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way, you see, you have to understand the danger of bad thoughts. It's not the same as having done it, but if you keep it in your brain, you'll end up doing it sooner or later. So get those bad thoughts out as soon as they come. If your house catches on fire, will you let it burn for a while? Or immediately put out the fire? So when you have a lusty thought, an angry thought, a greedy thought, it's a fire burning your Krishna consciousness. It's come to burn down the house of your Krishna consciousness. That fire has come to destroy the house. So immediately grab that fire extinguisher. Mr. Lust, get the hell out of here. Mr. Anger, go jump in the Ganga. Mr. Envy, better go on Govardhan Parikrama. Leave me alone. Even in the Bible, Christ was tempted by Satan with all kinds of materialistic thoughts. In the Bible, Lord Jesus Christ was tempted by Satan. With materialistic thoughts. What did he do? He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." In other words, get out of here, you rascal. So in this way, you have to be very strong with your mind. I have many times quoted the famous saying of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. How you should deal with your mind. You have to show your mind who's the boss. Is the mind the boss or are you the boss? You have to show you're the boss. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati says, in the morning, you should beat your mind with shoes 100 times. And in the evening, you beat it again, you beat your mind again with broomstick. So in this way, you show the mind who's boss. Just like you train a dog, you see. You can't, if one has a dog, you can't let the dog do, the dog has to be under your control. Otherwise you'll pass stool on your living room rug. So one has to train that dog. Sabaka, you know. To train the sabaka to be obedient. A well-trained dog is a good asset. He's a well-trained sabaka is a very good thing to have. So your mind is like sabaka. If you let it go wild, it's a big problem. But if you train the mind, then it becomes your best friend. So now you must train your mind very diligently. You've taken pranam mantra. Now you have to very seriously bring your mind under control so you become fully qualified for diksha. Next question.
Apie kažkurį atsidavusį, kitas atsidavęs pastoviai prastai kalba, ar reiktų tiesiog palikti visą kaip yra, ar reiktis į autoritetą?
If one devotee many years speak offenselessly about another devotee,
offensively or offenselessly?
Offensively.
Okay.
Yes. So this devotee, what he should do? Just ignore it or go?
If somebody is being offensive to you, it's better to avoid his association, so he won't commit so many offenses.
Second part, should that devotee go to authorities and said about that?
Yes, that's a good idea. Any other questions?
What is the benefit of chanting holy name with offenses?
What is the benefit of chanting the holy names with offense? The answer is not much. Prabhupada said that one can go on chanting for millions of lifetimes and not go back to God. So some people say, okay, then I just won't chant at all. I don't, better not to chant than to chant offensively. But that's not true. Because there is some benefit even by offensive chanting. It's a greater offense not to chant than it is to chant offensively. Actually, we all have to start off chanting offensively, because that's our position. We're offenders. Well, you can't avoid chanting offensively in the beginning. So therefore, we must chant, even if it's offensive. But by the power of the name, by the mercy of Guru, the mercy of Vaishnavas, then that those offenses will gradually go away. So the point is, we have to endeavor to become, to get rid of that offensive chanting. That's why we say no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. Be respectful to devotees. Remember Krishna is the supreme. Take the shelter of the spiritual master. Obey his orders very nicely. Don't blaspheme the Vedic literatures. Don't consider the glories of the holy name to be an imagination. Don't give any interpretation on the holy name. Don't commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting. Don't chant Hare Krishna to win the lottery or to get a new car or some material purpose like that. Don't go around giving the intimate details about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness to people who are not ready for it. Intelligently preach so that people are attracted, and then you can bring them step by step into the inner meaning of the of Krishna consciousness movement. And don't maintain material attachments. Don't be a hypocrite. So in this way, if one follows these guidelines, then one can give up these offenses. If we maintain offenses while we're chanting, we're not going to go back to Godhead. If we think, well, I got my diksha, so by the mercy of Guru, I'm going to be saved, I don't have to worry about anything, I can do whatever I want. What's that called? Christianity. All you have to do is accept Jesus, and you can do whatever you want because you accepted Jesus, and now you're going back to Godhead. So we should not take Krishna consciousness like them. One should take initiation and then very carefully follow the instructions of Sri Guru. Not that Sri Guru has to surrender to me. That my dear spiritual master, I don't want to follow that instruction. If you give me that instruction, I reject you as my spiritual master. I only agree to be your disciple if you give me instructions that are approved by me. So who's trying to be the master then? The disciple is trying to be the master, the spiritual master. One has to always be under the order of one's spiritual master. Not that Gurudev, you can't give me that order. If you do, I reject you. That's not disciple. That's rascal. That's not disciple, that's disgrace. So, actually, we have to get ready for the road now. So, we're going to stop here. But anybody who has further questions, have no fear. The internet is here. You can send me a question on the internet. You also write it on the internet. You can send me on the internet. You have my email address? Send me an email. Even if you send it in Lithuanian, it's okay. I use the Google Translator to translate it. But you send me an email. We have to go. But your questions are welcome. You can question me unlimitedly, and I will answer your question. Well, we're ending the class now, so we can get ready for our travel to Latvia. So, we appreciate very much how you all are enthusiastically chanting and dancing and feasting here in Kaunas, Lithuania. How you're working together to please Nitai Gaurachandra and Srila Prabhupada. So, we're coming back in, as I mentioned previously, we're back here in October for another extended visit with many different preaching engagements. So kindly keep the fire of bhakti burning very hot here. Very brightly, keep the torchlight of bhakti brightly lit, so everything becomes always illuminated here with Krishna consciousness. In this way, you will burn all the impurities out of your heart, and you will attract so many people to take up this pathway with all seriousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vishwan Sankarshan Vigari Maharaj Ki Jai. Achilavai.